Tene, mor pote. Ki pa ma yimpe. Urva donga le mathar vatar pe te gendo. Chu chukko, chukka deki yimbo rang yi je chemna. Am semje tiena ne jang, semje ne lo yi jang. Semje ne lo deki yimbo te mado pe semje namna urva tabur chukate. Te namje semje ne lo mado te urva tabur chukate semje. Te namje rang na nebe, rang semje chunye de nebe, chukka ter. Tel tava teni, monsum de tobar sabe, sel do tedo, jikin de kam taye batado, transom, yang tapa dova sante, chum dente, yang tapa cotam de, zeba tuni de torti in the tambe chuke, colocova zebare, ene daga tembe, ene chujum colorum, but some cover zebare, de cover zebate, sentinelo de ginimbo, tobe tedo cover.
So the precious treasure which is contained in the ground under the house of the poor man does not say to the man, I, the precious treasure, am here. And therefore, the man does not know that this treasure is at his hand. And due to not knowing this, then he does not get liberated from the suffering of poverty. And in the same way, although the treasure of the Dharmakaya is present within the house of their own mind, then the beings who do not realize that are similar to the poor man. And in order that these beings directly obtain or realize this Dharmakaya, which is present within them, then the great sage, the perfect Buddha, Bhagavan, is truly born within the endless world spheres, and once born, he teaches the Dharma. In other words, Rinpoche says, the Buddha turned three times the wheel of the Dharma, and all these teachings he gave in this context only served the purpose for that beings may realize the nature of their own mind or the Buddha nature.
Lama, Kuzuk Debu Yavikiba Kapso, Dungam leaned at Dunga Devari Kerbe De Lasso, but Deva Mangusu.
Dunga Deva
Dunga Devari Kerbe De.
The happiness of yes. So,
Dunga Devari Kerbe De, somebody, the Malare be ye, Nang du Chube. Rinpoche ter te hak over it, moin som tu chubare.
So, Mila Ripa has said in this context that he has been asked on one occasion, is he well? And he said, I am happy since all the various sufferings have shine forth as happiness, or have, so to speak, revealed themselves as happiness. And Rinpoche said this was due to the fact that Milarepa has realized this treasure of the nature of the mind directly.
pedon tropa le yam pe ke pa ton ke pa pedon jat ke pa son na tam bo pe ke pa ke ta amna la so chinde la ye pe sao ni bin ji ni chu sam mi chu so den bi ji gen ke ya du mo bo ren den ro pa tar ri ke sa so
And so then this is the sixth example, which is also explained in these three parts. Example, meaning, and both together. First, the example is given, and the domsik to this is the seed contained within the fruit of a mango tree and so forth is of an indestructible condition. When it has plowed earth, water, and the other necessary conditions, gradually the substance of a king of trees will come about.
I'm not on. Nebro dala sopa. Ken yako mabu yoga. Ken gin zebo. Pa kyunji nando. Pa kwam kyunba nando. Chui chang. Ken gong kipa nuba yoga. Ken ga sao nyugo. Ken ga sao. Nyugo jeba la. Ke gin nipa mebe. Chuchi, 最近长行多多那军行的
Contained or within or under within the fruit or under the skin of the fruit of mango tree or niagroda tree or others is the seed which has the ability of or power of bringing forth or generating a great tree. And this seed is of a nature or of a condition that it is not destroyed by hindrances which would hinder the generation of the shoot and so forth. And so then if this kind of seed has all the necessary conditions, such as very good fertile earth, which is well plowed, water, manure, heat, and so forth, then gradually the substance of perfect king of trees will come about.
Bob Nunti, Chukan Gavaya, taking Gava Tede Latin, then the Tupit Jabum for George's.
So then the second is the meaning. In the same way, the fruit, which is ignorance and so forth of beings, contains under the enclosure of its peel the element of the Dharmakaya, the sphere of virtue. And based upon the necessary condition, which is the virtue of the two accumulations, this element also becomes gradually the substance of a king of Munis.
Semji namje marikpa dacha kedang maja thado la sope nyum mombe depa ke dekhin je pakpe bob je nang do pakpa te ta tene marek pa ta kontro jedan kontro ta do la so pare pakpe bob je nang do chupe chukam sam chuku kam sam chukam se jete chuku kam sam chuku kam se karre yin sem di yin sem di ne lok sa tong yin mi di yin chuku kamam yin geva sem di yin de geva yang re yin geva gang yin ba de yang tunjin tsangwa le keng mei jen tunpe jin tsangwa le junxian roba junxian roba pe te jen do mikje sui nam je cho da mei mei ye xie je cho cho ni je gebe jin te dang te la ten ne sab jo da lam nga so ren ji dro te सब जो लम्हा रेंज दो दे तो पे जार पो सांजे जंगो पर जो वाई नो जिन्हें रेंबे चेर चेर रोवा नो ये तो ने ता सांजे जे कोमा तो पड़े या
सो दिस एलिमेंट ऑफ द धर्माकाया और the sphere of the true nature of the mind, which is equivalent with virtue, which is contained within the enclosure or under the skin of the fruit, which are the mental poisons, ignorance, anger, desire, and so forth of beings. So if this nature of the mind or this element of the Dharmakaya has all the favorable conditions complete, then just as from the coming together of the necessary conditions, the great tree gradually grows, then in the same way this nature of the mind will, on the basis of the necessary conditions of virtue, which are the two accumulations and by the fact that the levels and paths are gradually traveled, then it will turn into the substance of a king of munis, or in the substance of a true Buddha.
Because chukam geva sije de dekhi nimbo de geva imba yang tembare. Chetan dekhi nimbo geva imba da ma imba la goji khepa su tsoba somare. Ine yang geva imba de dekhi su yang chukam geva sije.
So here the Buddha nature is explained expressly as being synonymous with virtue. So but then this is here not meant in the sense of relative or relative virtue, but absolute virtue.
This and the same general devil he can yimbo on the journal to end them to give a jinche mebayung.
Then, in other words, Rinpoche says, when this nature of the mind becomes directly manifest, then absolute virtue is uninterrupted.
The Kimbo Chapa, like Yaman Ting Dow, Low Ting Dow, Timbo Chagamare, Kale, Kale Timbo Chago, right?
So So a great tree does not grow to its full height within a day or just a short time, a few years, but it takes a very long time. And in the same way then, in the view of the Mahayana, to attain the state of Buddhahood is a very slow process, and for a very long time one has to purify all the obscurations and accumulate the two accumulations.
Tanya pape don jarvan chotang chotang ten don sa son tanda don sa son chotang yinu tang long tang sadu nang ge tin nam ge tala tang ne amne de pok se ni hing ji che ta wa sim jin yu mong de pa nang chu jok san sawu ni ge yang de ge ge tin de dang de le chun tong bar bar jo wa de chun tong ni sa le chun to le no
So that is now the third part, example and meaning explained together. By means of water, sunlight, air, earth, time and space, the necessary conditions. The tree arises from the enclosure of the fruit of a banana or mango. In the same way, the seed of the perfect Buddha grows by means of the necessary condition of virtue. On the path of seeing, the shoot of the Dharma is seen. On the path of meditation, it is increased. And on the path of no more learning, perfected.
Dini amna la sopa kintong kempor jorba la yongwa chui ke lembar se, lemba chan, lemba nini chegan ma. Nyeme wo che membar se, longa topke mzabar se, sai tenbar se, dunde pe nupa tenbar se, namke ko sewa so, namka mina yang kintong kempor chab se, sacha yo ma, ko sa yo ma. Kojebaso, Tin de Namchi, Talatang, Amnem Reva, Pakunje, Bobje, Semna Neba, Ne, Remje, Kenge Neba, Kenge Dumbo, Remje, Jeva, Jetawa, Degendo, Semjin Namchi, Numbe, Devu. Pakunje Tonam to Chuni Tonga Tel and Yoga Tonga Dow. Tonam to Chunam Janelo, Sem Janelo, Devar Hikwen Yingbu, the King Yingun Yugongon Som the Tong. Gomlam to Yoga Tonga De, Topate, Gongi Gongdom Pel. Gongi Gongdom Pel and Tar Sapju Junja Tamani, then Depa Chava Jom de Malov Lam Don Tar Simbar, Yorva Yino.
So that which has arisen, so from being contained within the enclosure, which is the skin of the fruit of a banana or mango, then from within there the seed develops, and by means of the necessary conditions, which are water which moistens that which has arisen, then by the light of the sun it is matured, by the wind it is increased, the earth gives the support, by the passing of time it gains ability to grow, and the space provides the opportunity for growth, and so forth. So due to all these necessary conditions, then gradually the stem and so forth of a tree grows or develops, and then in the same way the seed of the perfect Buddha, which is contained within the enclosure of the skin of the fruit, which are the mental poisons of beings, then this seed is similar to the shoot of the tree. When all the necessary conditions are present or gathered, then just in the same way as the tree grows, the virtue of the two accumulations, of the accumulation of wisdom and of merit, provide the condition which leads up to the fact that on the path of seeing, the true condition or the Dhammata is seeing in terms of, so to speak, the shoot of the Dhammata is seeing. And then on the path of meditation, this seeing of the shoot of the true nature increases ever more until the path of no more learning is reached, during which the very subtle impurities are eliminated. And when this has been done, then this seeing of the true nature has become complete or ultimate.
这当年的五当东当萨土南开天当当七大大大
So today Rinpoche has explained the fifth and the sixth example. And then we will continue the explanation tomorrow again at
3 o'clock.
And those who study Tibetan should read these 9 examples well. It will do their Tibetan
work. And
those then those who do not study Tibetan, then they should read these 9 examples well and reflect what kind of connection there is to that which is obscured with this, which is this nature of the mind, and that which obscures it, which are the mental poisons and so
forth.
And then we should meditate for a while, and out of the graduated stages on the meditation of emptiness, that would be the fifth, the meditation in the view of the Shentong. Shentong.
Gomso rang semje ne lo vesa de ni bola kirat ne ki ker de tu ya po ta ki no ne vesa de no du ki ko ki tu du ki
so then one should direct oneself towards this Buddha nature, or the nature of the mind, and look at it directly with the eye of discriminating wisdom, and then one should rest within this nature of the mind in a relaxed and, so to speak, light way. Look directly at the nature of the mind and rest lightly or relaxedly within clarity or clear light. Since the inner nature of the mind is the inseparable union of emptiness and clear light, then also outer sound is the union of emptiness and sound. This is to be understood by means of the example of the dream. Also, then, this kind of outer sound that can be perceived, since it enables us to see the inseparable union of emptiness and sound, then it is not an obstacle but a friend to meditation.
Jesus.